Folks, just pray with me, please. Father, we thank you for this morning. Father, we give all of our attention to you. God, your word is alive and powerful. It is active and effective. Father, I'm asking that you would speak to us this morning. God, I'm asking by your Holy Spirit that you would speak life this morning. God, that we would recognize exactly what you would have for us from your word today. Father, I ask that every eye in this place would be open to see exactly what we need to see. God, every ear in this place will be ready to hear, God, what you would have for us to hear this morning. And God, our hearts would be like a sponge, God. We come into this place hungry and thirsty for you. And God, that you would speak to our hearts this morning. God, clear our minds that it would be a very clear understanding of what you would have for us from your word. Folks, I ask that you would ask God, speak to me this morning. God, I'm here and I'm ready to hear. That you would speak life to me this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, we are starting our Warrior series. You will not want to miss this. We are going to be talking about, we are going to go through Scripture and pick out male and female, men and women who were warriors, teenagers, who were warriors for their King, warriors for their Savior, warriors out of a reverence and a fear and an awe of Almighty God, where they walked in righteousness and they walked in truth and they walked in this awe of God and they became warriors for His kingdom and advancing light over darkness and advancing His kingdom even to death, advancing His kingdom. And that starts this morning with the baptized warrior. Folks, when you recognize what it is, when you get saved and new life comes and you walk in the waters of baptism and you see how serious this is, that listen, Christ, He commands it, folks. He says, when you get saved, when you recognize that you are now a disciple and a follower of me, then be baptized. That's the order of Jesus Christ. And in that, there is this public confession, this public identifying with the King. And that becomes warrior-ish, kind of like I am taking up my shield and I'm taking up my sword and I'm ready to go to battle because I have a new identity. Death no longer is a part of me. I am dead to sin and I have new life. And it's because of Christ and the death, burial, and the resurrection of my King and my Savior. And gang, please know this. We serve an awesome King. We serve a King who willingly put Himself on a cross for you and for me. How do we not give everything and our heart, soul, mind, and strength, everything that we think, say, and do to a good King, to the great King, to the King that is above every king. Folks, He deserves everything you got. And when you come to this place of baptism and you recognize what it is to identify with your King, you're a warrior. You're a warrior. Folks, one of the greatest commands in Scripture, all through Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, is do not fear. Isn't that amazing that we are warriors who are not to be afraid? We are warriors who are not to function out of fear. We are warriors who are not to function out of anxiety and worry and concern. But we are warriors who will function out of understanding that we honor and glorify and we serve the great I Am and we serve the very creator of the sun, the moon, and the stars, the very creator of the water and the things that fly and the things that swim. That is the one we serve. What is it that we have to be afraid of, folks? When we recognize that we are warriors and we identify ourselves with Him as He has become our Abba Father. And we recognize who He is in our lives. And we recognize that He tells us over and over and over, don't be afraid. Don't function out of worry and anxiety. But function out of a place of peace. And from a place of faith. And from a place of trust. Opposites, folks. Come on, two places with me this morning. We're going to preach this. We're going to get into that water. And we're going to stay warm. How about it? Bless the Lord. My little Olivia gave me my Father's Day present this morning as she was singing. That was awesome. Amen. That was awesome. Happy Father's Day, folks. Come on. To all the dads, happy Father's Day. Amen. You can turn to two places, Romans 6, Acts 8. Seriously, happy Father's Day. Dads, lead your families well. Lead your families in a way that you are walking without fear. Lead your families in a godly way, that you stand as the head of that house. Stand in awe of the creator of the universe. And that your family would follow that pattern. It's amazing. Listen, I am blessed to have my father, who is an amazing dad, who I was raised and pretty much birthed right into the church, man, amazing. For a dad who understands what it is to pray, for a dad who understands what it is to honor God, for a dad who understands what it is in tough times to say, God's got this. We're not going to be afraid. We're not going to fear. And I am so grateful to my father, who is 75 and he runs like a locomotive, man. He just keeps going and going and going and going. I'm telling you, it's the truth. I am blessed. My mom will tell you that he is young because she is young. So that works out well. Hallelujah. But I am blessed with an amazing dad who runs around the church and just serves and serves and serves, and he's just phenomenal. So love him. I love him. Come on, let's turn to this, man. Point number one of this message is your new identity. When you recognize that you have been baptized in Christ. Now listen, there is a spiritual baptism that when you come to that confession, when you recognize he is who he says he is, he did die for me, I am in a lost condition, I need a Savior, Jesus is truly the only Savior, and I confess that he is Lord. Gang, you are baptized into one body through the Holy Spirit, and you come to realize that now I have a new identity, and it's in Christ. Point number two is in that when we become baptized, and we become in him. Baptism means to be immersed, totally in. And when we are totally in our salvation and totally in and are baptized by the Spirit of God into the body because of what Jesus has done, we are no longer working and functioning under the nature of sin. We are dead to sin. And the third point is this, that you have new life. You have new life in him. Old things are gone, new has come. There is a newness of life. Folks, come on. Look at this. Romans 6 says this. Now please understand this. This is the spiritual baptism. When you see the word baptized here, it's not totally referencing water baptism. This is referencing when one gives his life to Christ. When one surrenders his heart to Jesus, when one calls out to God for forgiveness, when one repents and believes that Jesus is who he said he is, I confess that he is Lord. I believe that he was raised from the dead on the third day, sitting at the right hand of the Father, and now you are baptized in him. This is what this is talking about, spiritual baptism. Water baptism symbolizes the spiritual baptism in the death, burial, and resurrection. Come on, look at this. Romans 6 says this. Perfect timing for the wind. Love it. Amen. Verse 3 says this. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him. You're going to see death, burial, and resurrection. For we have been buried with him through the baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we may walk in the newness of life. Death, burial, resurrection. Now look at this. We have been buried with him. We died with him, been buried with him, raised with him, and there is newness of life. For we have become united with him in the likeness of his death. Certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Now look at this. Verse 6 says this. Knowing this. Folks, when you understand Christ died, he was buried, he was resurrected, and we are in him. We have been baptized in what he has done for you and I, and we belong to him. The Bible says, when you know this, this isn't just this part-time surrender, this isn't, well, I'm not really sure. When you know this, when you recognize for absolute certain that when I die, I am totally, completely, 100% guaranteed to be in the presence of God at my last breath. So I will live with an eternity with him in heaven. I know this and I'm guaranteed this because of Jesus and my confession that he is Lord based on what he has done for me. This is what that's talking about. When I know this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be done away with so that we no longer will be slaves to sin. Gang, when you recognize what it is to be free. Listen, when you understand what it is to be set free, you understand that you are no longer alive to sin, and no longer in bondage, no longer in a place where sin has control over you, legally. This is huge. Folks, when you, please hear this, when you understand this, when you get this, please get this, when you understand that you have been set free from sin, and there is no bondage in you, Don't give the enemy place in your life to take that. You have been freed from sin. You have been set free from sin. Please get this. He has no legal right to come into your world because you have been set free. A prisoner of war, when he is set free, has no reason to go back into that prison because he has been set free. Folks, you and I, when we recognize this as believers and as Christians, we recognize that he no longer has a right to keep you in bondage because of the power of the blood of Jesus and what took place for you and what took place for me. When you get that, folks, when you understand that, you will not allow sin to reign or have control in your life. Because it legally doesn't belong there anymore. Because you have been set free by what Jesus Christ has done for you. Please hear this. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with. Folks, when you throw something in the garbage that belongs in the garbage, don't go get it out again. Look at this. That the body of sin might be done away with, so that we are no longer slaves to sin. Cannot have a hold on you, folks. For he who has died is freed from sin. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus in this building this morning, you are set free from sin, folks. Please hear this. If you have sin reigning in your world as a believer, that is your fault. Jesus Christ has set you free. Jesus Christ has paid the price for your freedom. We as Christians and believers, if we allow sin to reign in us, that's on us. Because we've been set free. Folks, you got to get this. Listen, when we recognize what Jesus said in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, this is what he said. This is Jesus. This is after his resurrection. This is his, he was around for 40 days after his resurrection. Some point in his 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus said this, go therefore, and he's talking to his team. He's talking to the disciples. Go therefore, make disciples. This is what he says, make disciples of all nations. Gang, this is the deal. Jesus will not return, according to Matthew 24, until all the nations have been preached to. And this is the whole goal when we understand what it is in this region to reach as many people with the truth as we possibly can reach. We will not stop. We will not quit. We will not give up until we can reach as many families, as many people as we possibly can reach with the good news of the gospel that Jesus Christ is alive. And this is what his command is. Go therefore, make disciples. Disciples, a follower of Jesus. This is what he's telling his team. Listen, you're to go and you're to make followers after me. And when you do that, you are to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then you are to teach them the commandments to obey my commandments in which I've given you. This is what he says, folks. Two serious things. When you make disciples, baptize them. That's talking water baptism. This is Christ's command. When you understand your new identity is in him, when you recognize that Jesus said, when you become a follower after me, when you recognize what it is to be saved, what it is to be born again, to what it is that your sin has been forgiven, that we are to call sin, sin, recognize it, that it's sin, recognize that it separates us from, when you become a disciple and a follower of Jesus, then you are to be water baptized, identifying yourself with him. And then this is so real for Believers Chapel, that we are to teach. Is what Jesus says. Baptize them and teach them. Teach them what? What I've commanded you. To obey and to follow this right here, folks. This right here holds highest precedent at Believers Chapel. This is the absolute truth. This is our foundation. We listen, like I said at the very beginning, we are not going around the fence, we're going through the fence. We don't water it down, we don't take from it. This is the Word of God. And Jesus gave a command. Baptize them and teach them this. Powerful, folks. This is who we are. And this is what we're doing. Could you imagine? Could you imagine what America would be like? Could you imagine what the nations would be like if every church took this and preached this as God's word, preached this as truth, didn't water it down, didn't go around the fence, went right at it, folks. I'm telling you. Huge. The nations would be different. America would be different. Folks, this region would be different. If we took this word, didn't add to it, didn't take from it, and say, Jesus himself said, I'm the only way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That means any other way other than Jesus is a lie. Because he says, I'm the truth. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. That's what Jesus said. When anyone thinks they've got the truth and it's not Christ, folks, it's a lie. When you recognize that there is God and there is Satan, God functions, Satan functions, heaven is very real, hell is very real. Listen, we got to recognize this. Sin came in, Genesis 3, and just wrecked man. Wrecked man. Separated man. Incredible, folks. When you understand what took place, because man fell. And God looks at this from the beginning of time, knowing that man would fall, had a solution to that, which was his own very son, his very own son, Jesus, to take care of the sin issue once and for all, paid for. Gang, when we get this, when we understand this, we preach this, huge. Come on, I want you to see one more thing, and then we got to roll into baptism here. Oh, going to be cold. Love cold. God created the creek, so we're going to go in God's creation. Hallelujah. Break the ice, man. We're going. Look at this. Acts 8 is great. You've got, in Acts 6, you've got a whole crew. You've got a crew of seven men who they have set aside, who are of good reputation and full of the Holy Spirit. These are the seven men that they said, listen, we need help. Listen, the preachers are saying we need to pray and we need to preach. That's what we need to devote our time to. We need servants to help. We need people who are going to go out and do some work, but they need to be of good reputation and they need to be full of the Holy Spirit. And they pick seven. The ones that we hear most about are Stephen and Philip. There's a great story on Philip. Here, Philip was just a warrior. Philip knew what it was to be a baptized warrior because Philip was one who was baptizing people who would call on the name of Jesus to be saved. Now look at this. I want you to see this. This is great. Philip, he's a warrior. He is going place to place with one message. Jesus. Place to place with one message. It's Jesus. And after people were receiving Christ with all of their heart coming to know Christ, he said, it's time to be baptized, man. Get in the creek. This is the deal. Verse 26 says this. And an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, get up and go. You would think if an angel of the Lord showed up in your world. Now, Sean, get up and go. You would think that we would just immediately respond. Such as Philip did. And we can think, well, it was easy because an angel showed up. Now, whether it was wings, and we know angels at times in Scripture, we do see the seraphim, cherubim, they have wings. They're angels. Whether this one had big old wings, I don't know. But he recognized him as an angel. We would think, well, an angel showed up, so it was easy for him to obey. Folks, we have the absolute Holy Spirit reigning and dwelling within us. And we have the Word of God. Not that difficult to obey. When he tells us to do something. Now look at this. But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip saying, get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. Now look at his response. So he got up and went. Boy, that's easy. Get up and go. So he got up and went. Wouldn't it be amazing, folks? Listen, if you want to go, please, we're a powerful song this morning, even in Oceans, as we're just going over this song. And as Brendan brought it out at the end of the song, to go somewhere. Where we are way in over our heads, that if it would only be on us, we would drown. Except for God calling us to a place. Wouldn't it be amazing to know that God, you have called me to something that without you is impossible for me to do. Take me to a place where I am in over my head, that it can only be you that is doing the work. You know how you get there? You know how you walk into a place of faith where it can be only God taking you a place that you can never do yourself is when you obey. Philip got up and went. Now look at this. This is huge. And there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure, and he had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot and was reading the prophet Isaiah. He's reading the Old Testament. He's reading the book of Isaiah. This is amazing. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go up and join this chariot. And Philip ran up. Get that. Chariot pulled by horses is moving forward. Philip ran up to the chariot. Have not seen a Kentucky Derby where there is a man running and beating a horse. Doesn't happen. Listen, get up and go. We see two amazing events that took place in this story. Just supernatural, incredible. Like, could you imagine the eunuch in his chariot going, and there's this dude running across. You're like, what are you, Superman? You got speed like a bullet? Or what is, I mean, this is like craziness. Gang, this is serious. Look at this. This is huge. Go up and join this chariot. And Philip ran up ahead and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, hey, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, well, how could I unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Here you see an individual in this eunuch who is hungry for God, reading the Word of God, reading the Old Testament. Philip runs up and says, hey, you know what you're reading? No. How can I unless someone teaches me? Folks, this is huge. This gentleman was hungry and he was looking for someone to teach him. Look at the result of this. He goes and he begins to describe, he was led as sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he does not open his mouth. He's talking about Jesus. The one who was perfect, the one who was innocent, the one who was taken like a lamb before the slaughter, and never opened his mouth. I could imagine this eunuch is all in at this point. And he's just hanging on what these words mean. Now look what it says here. The eunuch answered Philip and said, please tell me. Folks, this is a hungry individual for truth. Please tell me. Please tell me, whom does the prophet say of this? Of himself or someone else? Now look at this. This is huge. Verse 35. Then Philip opened his mouth. I could just see Philip just waiting, just going, great question. This is awesome. Let me speak. He opens his mouth, and from the beginning of this scripture, from the beginning of Isaiah 53, this is what he says. You know what he did? He preached Jesus. He sat down with this eunuch in this chariot, and he began to just preach Jesus. From Isaiah 53 all the way through. Yes, there was this one. There was one who was innocent. This one who was perfect. He was even born of a virgin. This is amazing. This is a God thing. This was the Son of God. This was the Messiah. This was the Anointed One. This was the Christ. He was the one who came. And you should have seen. Maybe you've heard, but man, he did miracle after miracle after miracle. This was incredible. He walked on water. He called it. And you could just go through all that Jesus did. Preaching Jesus. And then he comes to the part about the cross. And he comes to the part, remember that part in Isaiah? The lamb who went before the slaughter, never opened his mouth. That's the Savior of the world. That's Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who put himself on. And he's, folks, he's preaching this whole thing to one. Isn't it amazing that God sent Philip? By words of an angel, to go up and speak to one man. Folks, there is power when God has called you as his disciple and his follower to preach Jesus to one person. To one person. Folks, when we understand this as followers of Jesus, the importance of getting the word out and speak to the people in our lives, even just if it's just one at a time. Now look at this. This is huge. And he preaches Jesus to him. And they went along the road and they came to some water. And the eunuch said, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? I'm ready, he says. I've heard what you've said. And he says this. Philip said, if you believe with all of your heart, you may. Gang, if you're being baptized this morning, I have had a chance to talk to you at the front of the church. And this is the deal. If you believe with Jesus, if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, Jesus did die for you, you are converted, old is gone, new has come, you recognize what it is to trust Jesus for your forever life, you recognize what it is to walk in the Spirit of God, recognize what it is that Jesus paid the price for your sin and for your wrong and for your filth, with all of your heart, gang. That's everything within you. You recognize who Jesus is. Look at the eunuch's response. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Philip asks him a question. Are y'all in? You're all in. You believe that Jesus is the only way. With everything in your heart, you believe that Christ died for you. You believe what I'm telling you is true from Isaiah 53 all the way up to the present. You believe that the Lamb of God died for you. He says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The Bible says this, folks. Whosoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. For there is no other name. There is no other name by which you may be saved. When we recognize what this is and we understand the pattern of this eunuch, he says this is great. And then he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down to the water, and Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. Baptized means to be immersed. Folks, we're going to get you soaking wet today. This is great. Verse 39. And then he came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord. This is amazing. The Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. You know what that means, folks? The Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip as they are walking up out of the water. They're coming up out of the beach. And then all of a sudden, Philip just says, poof. I mean, that's crazy. That's nuts. And here the eunuch is like, Bible says he no longer saw him. He's like, huh? What happened? I mean, wives, maybe you're looking at this going, oh God, if you could just snatch him away. Probably not, but just a thought. Anyways, it's Father's Day. Don't do it on Father's Day. Listen, the eunuch no longer saw him. But what was the response of the eunuch? He went on his way rejoicing. Gang, when you recognize the truth, you recognize that you have a new identity, and you recognize that you no longer are a slave to sin. The old is gone and the new has come. Last verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, if you are a believer in this place this morning, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold is like an announcement. Behold, all things, folks, all things become new. Come on, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Jesus, we thank you that you are the Savior of the world. That we have come to recognize and understand that our sin has separated us from you. That we were in such a very lost, desperate condition. And then you opened our eyes and you drew us in to see and to understand that Jesus, you paid the price for us. Jesus, you died for us. And you rescued us and you saved us. And now we are safe because only because of what you have done. Jesus, thank you. Folks, you may be new to this church. You may be new to church. I'm asking you the serious question. Please, please clue into this. Only those who have confessed Christ as Lord. That means He is Master. He is supreme in authority. He is Almighty. He is all powerful. Only Jesus. And you denounce any other thought or any other way or any other God. And it's Christ and it's Christ alone. And you have not trusted in Jesus to be your Savior. And you have not yet confessed. That word confession, it means covenant. It means you are making a promise. You are agreeing with everything in you that Jesus is the Lord. That Jesus is the King. That Jesus is supreme. that Jesus is mighty, that Jesus is all authority, that Jesus is my controller, that Jesus is Sir, and He alone I confess as Lord. If you would recognize your need this morning for Jesus, and I beg you, please, open your eyes to who Christ is. Open your heart to the love of God that has sent His own Son to die for you. Folks, the very real deal is this. There is heaven and there is hell. Jesus is the only answer. Jesus is the gate to salvation. And there is only one way. And there's only one gate to go through. And it's Christ. The Bible truth is, if we don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if we have not confessed Him as Lord, we will spend an eternity separate from Him in hell. That's truth. And I'm begging you this morning, open your eyes. Please open your hearts to a love that is beyond us. To a love that has loved you with such an everlasting love that He would send His own Son to take care of the sin problem. Please don't stiff arm God. Please don't stiff arm truth. Please don't stiff arm the way of salvation, which is Christ. Don't reject this. That this morning in this place you would know, I need Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. I believe this with all of my heart. That Christ died for me. And that this morning I would confess my sin to Him. This morning my eyes are open to the truth that I am in a desperate lost place and I need to be rescued. And all the work has been done for me already. My eyes be open to the truth. And that you're in this place this morning. That in your heart you'd cry out to God right now. That you would cry out to God, say, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. I'm in a desperate place. God, forgive me. I am in a desperate place. Jesus, I confess that You are Lord. You are supreme in authority. Jesus, You are my Savior. And You are alive, sitting at the right hand of the Father. Jesus, You are everything. And I surrender. I surrender to You this morning. Jesus, I confess. Jesus, I confess. Father, forgive me of my sin. I need You, Jesus. I need You, Jesus. I need You, Jesus. Please, folks, that has to be the cry of your heart. That has to be the cry of your heart. To know that Jesus loves you and He died for you. And that He is the only answer for salvation. Please know this. Father, convict hearts and move in this place by Your Spirit in such a powerful way, God, that this morning there is new life. Today is the day of salvation. This morning there's old is gone and new has come. This morning new creatures and new creations in Christ by confession that Jesus, You are Lord. And God, that they'd make it public. God, they would not be ashamed of the working in one man's life or one lady's life or a teenager's life or an individual's life, God. That they not be ashamed of what You've done. Hallelujah. 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 Give them praise, folks. Amen. Come on.